At the National Biodiesel Conference, I'm visiting with Beth Kalibota. And Beth, I know that you're involved with the Biodiesel Foundation.
I am. I'm the vice president right now, and I'm active in fundraising for it.
Well, we just had the annual silent auction here at the conference for the foundation. Looks like we had some great items out there, and I saw people there writing stuff a lot.
There were a lot of really exciting items up for auction. They range from an autographed picture from the astronauts, an autographed jersey, a few trips. I personally participated and bought a behind-the-scenes tour of Yellowstone that I'm really excited about. But really, you know, we have the auction. It raises awareness, and people need to know a little bit about the Biodiesel Foundation. So we're a 501c3 organization. We work to promote biodiesel education, infrastructure, and awareness. Mm-hmm. We've sponsored a number of really exciting projects with the proceeds that we have gotten from the silent auction, as well as other fundraising activities. They include things like we promoted a sustainability tour where we brought a lot of policy makers and their support staff out to see farms in Iowa and biodiesel plants and really get a feel for what the renewable fuels industry is. We've hosted or co-hosted a tour of some environmental groups here from California who'd never been to a farm before, and they got to go see a farm and see how biodiesel was made, really understand that. And we've been sponsoring some educational studies at Purdue University, some studies there aimed at really understanding what this indirect land use change is and really improving the science. And then we also do infrastructure projects. So we've been doing a whole bunch of things to really help the biodiesel awareness and education about that and really improve the science and make sure that the policymakers have the right information as they make decisions.
Now, on the board that for the foundation, that these are members from different areas of the biodiesel industry?
Sure. We've got producers. We've got farmers. It's just a wide variety of people that are on that board. Tom Verri is our executive director, and John Heisendorf is our president, and he's done a great job leading us into really, I think, getting this information that really helps us understand the science behind indirect land use change in a way that hasn't been done. We've done two projects at Purdue University, and we're in the middle of raising funds for a third project. And that third project, which I think is really exciting, is going to take the biodiesel, the database from 2004 to 2011. If you sit back and you think about it, all these indirect land use change calculations are based off of something that was a decade ago. We really need to update it because farming practices have changed, and so have the production methods. They've gotten more efficient for both ethanol as well as biodiesel.
Absolutely. And so if somebody wants to support the foundation, tell us how they can do that.
There's a link on www.biodieselfoundation.org.
That seems simple enough.
It is. It is.
So just, again, looking ahead, sounds like you got a great plan for going forward. You know, do you guys, as a board, how often do you kind of get together to do the business of the foundation?
We get together 3 times a year in combination with the biodiesel meetings. And if there's something that comes up in the middle, something that's important, we might take a vote and elect to do that project. We've done some economic studies that really help people understand what the value of the biodiesel industry has been to a few states. We've done it for Illinois. We've done it for New York State. And one of those votes was taken by email. But we generally don't take unsolicited projects. We are working to grow our base and promote it. But really, it's all about education, and it's all about information, and really a little bit of grant managing also for the infrastructure.
Wonderful. Well, it sounds like you're keeping pretty busy with the foundation. And, you know, this is why I wanted to do this, is because I'm not sure that a lot of people, you know, really understand.
They don't.
How much it is that this foundation does.
They don't. And you'll see, some of the sessions today, some of the results of our work were presented. And on one of them, Don Scott talked about the indirect land use change calculations and how they've gone from something north of 60 mm-hmm. down to something approaching 19. And a lot of that, some of that has been because we have been consistently funding the researchers to give them the time to say, what's the real information? What's the real data? Mm-hmm. How should that model be developed? So you know, we talk, one of our most recent projects was to add a corn oil industry to the model. And if you think about these, the ethanol plants are spinning off corn oil, doing more than they've ever done, but there wasn't a way to actually track that. Mm. And so we've added that to the model, and I think that paper hopefully will be published in the near term. And as I said, our next project, which we're really excited about and we're raising money for, is to take the 2004 data to 2011. And it's only, you know, by working consistently and getting that consistent funding that, you know, the researchers can dive in and tell us what the real answer is.
Well, it's great work that the foundation's doing. We'll certainly point people towards it, encourage them to, if they would like, to make a contribution to help with this important work. Is there anything else about the foundation we didn't touch on that you might want people to know, or have we covered it pretty well?
I think the most important thing is, if you want to help contribute to our efforts, which are helping the renewable fuels industry, it's www.biodieselfoundation.org. All your contributions are tax deductible. It's a 501c3 organization. Thanks.
Great. Thank you very much, Beth, for visiting with me here. We're in San Diego at the National Biodiesel Conference, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.